We are back on Rochester Speaks for a second consecutive week with Ken Denz from Fleet Boat Club. He is the founder and owner of Fleet Boat Club, and I don't know if there's anybody in Rochester more passionate about getting out on the water this summer than Ken. Ken, thanks for joining us this morning, and for anybody who wasn't listening last week, tell me a little bit about why you're so passionate about boating.
Well, I grew up on a lake in northern Minnesota, and so it's always been a part of my life. After I moved to Rochester and got married, my wife and I bought a boat, and we brought our kids up boating, and they still love to do it. We still love to do it, and I just love being on a boat.
And you loved it so much that you ended up starting this really unique concept of leasing, and that happened back in 2006. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. We started Fleet Boat Club in 2006. It's a boat share club, I like to call it, and so we own the boats, take care of all the maintenance, dockage, storage, insurance. Our customers, I like to call them members, join for the season, make online reservations to use the boats, and then just pay for the fuel they use. Mm. So most of our members get out anywhere from 10 to 40 times in a season. And they just love us because we make it so easy for them to get on the water.
As you provide the boat, you provide the care of the boat too, and then also it's much more affordable, is that right, than buying a boat?
Oh, certainly. Slips are really expensive. Boats are really expensive. You know, they've gone up quite a bit in the last 5 years.
So coming up this summer, if we're heading out on the water, which it's getting to be that time of year already, I know there's some legal changes that we have to cover too, that boat owners and leasers need to know. So tell me a little bit about this New York State motorized boat operator law and how that changes things.
Sure. It's commonly referred to as Brianna's Law. It was passed, I think, in 2019. It started being phased in 2020. Brianna Linek was an 11-year-old girl who was killed in a boating accident on Great South Bay in the eastern end of Long Island. And through campaigning, her parents basically got this law passed. And it basically says that everybody has to have some safety training if they're going to operate a boat. And they've been phasing it in basically by age over the last 4 years. In 2024, if you were born on or after January 1st, 1978, you must have a New York Safe Boater Certificate to operate a powerboat in New York. Next year in 2025, all operators will have to have it.
Mm. So they're phasing this in, and how is Fleet Boat Club helping with this by getting the people the training that they need?
We have some instructors that do offer the course. They do a great job with it. I think they've got one coming up on May 19th, and they also do all of our training for us. An important thing to keep in mind about this course is it covers a lot of safety knowledge, things like that, but it doesn't really teach you how to drive a boat. Mm. That's one of the things when members join the Fleet Boat Club, we have these instructors who will take you out on the boat and get you comfortable driving the boat, docking the boat, so that when you go out, you're going to have a good time rather than be worrying about being safe, or worse than that, putting yourself in an unsafe condition.
So why is, you provide hands-on training, right, at the Fleet Boat Club. Why is that so beneficial in comparison to, certainly that classroom training may be valuable, but why is that hands-on also just so important?
Well, just to experience, how a boat maneuvers, it's not like a car, unless you're talking about a car that's on sheer ice. And even then, it's pretty different. Mm. There's, not really brakes on a boat. And even when you stop, you're still moving because wind and potentially current can be pushing you around.
So a lot of different challenges when out on the water. And so it's so important to be safe. Are there any safety best practices that you would give boaters as well, whether they're part of Fleet Boat Club or not, who are going to be out on the water this summer?
Yeah, the first one is always be looking around. You know, there, it's not like on the road where there's lanes. Right. Boats can be coming at you from any direction. Engage your crew in keeping their eyes out there. Let them have them tell you if they see a boat that's approaching you. Or sometimes there might be a kayaker in the water that is can be hard to see. You know, more eyes helping on that, the better. And then other things are make sure you're operating safely. You know, keep your speeds down. Don't do crazy things like jumping wakes. Watch out for, you know, boating while intoxicated. That's, you know, can be a real problem in sometimes, particularly around holidays and that people go out and, you know, want to have a few beers, but, you know, keep it under control.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun, but that's probably a lot like driving while intoxicated, right? The dangers of doing that just far outweigh the benefits for sure, right? Talk a little bit about some of the dangers of boating while intoxicated and why we should really avoid that.
Well, the main thing is that it just clouds your judgment, you know, increases your reaction time. Things can happen quickly out on the water. You know, a wake that you didn't see can hit you. You know, somebody can move suddenly on the boat. Somebody can fall out of the boat. You need to be, you know, you need to be ready and have your wits about you.
Yep. And this law that we referenced, Brianna's Law, again, being phased in, then will it be fully phased in then next year in 2025?
That is correct.
Okay, so then coming up this year, what are some changes? I know we briefly touched on it, but just to reiterate, what are some changes that we really have to look for if we are a boater to make sure that we are doing this legally this summer?
Yeah. It's that if you were born on or after January 1st, 1978, you need to have taken the boater safety course, and you need to be carrying the certificate with you. You can also pay $10 and have it put on your driver's license. They'll put a little anchor on your driver's license, and then you don't need to carry the separate certificate. But you are required to actually have that with you if you're, you know, under that age.
So important to remember that this summer as we head out onto the water. And then Fleet Boat Club, you guys are accepting new members right now. Is that correct as we head towards the season?
We are. We still have a few openings for this season. So, give us a call or check us out online, fleetboatclub.com, and we can still get you in this season.
That's fleetboatclub.com, and again, five different locations, right? Could we go over those again for those who weren't listening last week? Where are you guys located, and how can we get involved?
We are located in Irondequoit Bay at South Point Marina. We're on Sodus Bay at Krenzer Marine. We're on Canandaigua Lake at Sutter's, and Seneca Lake in Geneva at the State Park. And we also keep two boats on the canal in Fairport. So our members have, you know, a variety of boating locations to go to. We have open bows, we have pontoons, so they can choose the right boat for what they, what they're looking to do that day. And as we talked about, we provide training, hands-on training. So if you've never boated before, you know, you're certainly welcome. And if you have, we have plenty of members that have owned boats for 20 years and finally said they've had enough of dealing with the boat and they've sold it and come with us.
So with your passion for boats, what is the most rewarding thing about being able to help people boat both safely, but giving them the opportunity to enjoy without the exorbitant cost and maintenance?
Probably the most rewarding thing for me is meeting our members on the docks, which I do quite a bit. And they're all so supportive and, you know, tell me how much they love us, that we're doing such a great job, and, you know, and our employees are so great, which they are. I have a bunch of just amazing employees, you know, some that have been with me for up to 10 years now. And,
you know,
they take care of the boats like they're their own.
Yep. And that's one of the main benefits of leasing instead of buying, right? So the, then finally, Ken, the most rewarding thing about, being someone who is one of your customers or one of your members at the Fleet Boat Club, what is the most rewarding thing as, from their perspective?
I would imagine it's just the ability to get out on a boat without any of the hassle of actually owning a boat. You know, no trailering, no, you know, the, at most of our locations, they don't even have to, you know, cover or uncover the boat. They just walk up and hop on and use the boat. Walk away when they're done.
Yeah. This is the best way to go this summer. Definitely Fleet Boat Club. Definitely check them out on their website and to learn more and potentially grab one of those last few membership slots that are available. So Ken Denz, the founder and owner at Fleet Boat Club, thanks for joining us this morning to talk a little bit about boat safety and how we can expect things to change coming up this summer on the water.
Thanks for having me, John.